Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. HBO has a new comedy series called The Brink, starring our friend Jack Black and Tim Robbins. The epic dark comedy focuses on a geopolitical crisis and its effect on three disparate men who must pull through chaos to prevent World War III. Executive produced by Jerry Weintraub, Roberto Benabib, and Jay Roach, and created by Roberto Benabib and Kim Benabib, The Brink premieres on Sunday, June 21st at 10:30 p.m. on HBO, or watch it on HBO Now. Everybody, we're back in the Spaceman. It's been a couple of weeks, but I'm here with some real cool cats. We all got our shades on. It's Chris Cubis and Rob Cantrell, everybody.
Hello.
So Rob Cantrell.
Yep.
Present.
Check.
Chris here. Cubis. Present.
Present. I can't do these sunglasses.
And then we were supposed to have three guests today. A gentleman named Joshua Eatman was supposed to be here.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a, he's a fellow that we've tried to get on the show a couple of times. He was a the highest bidder on Jimmy Pardo's Never Not Funny Podcast-a-thon. It's a charity thing. They raise money for Sleep Train. And he was the highest bidder for a guest seat on the show. And now this is the second time he's canceled on us. And in this case, he didn't even, the third time, yep. This time it wasn't even verbal. It was just ignoring our calls and texts and emails.
Maybe he got like a real job or something that he can't do.
I don't know what his deal is. Or maybe he never existed, you know? Or maybe he's really a black woman. Sleep Train. Sleep Train is, they fix up kids' messed up cleft palates world countries.
Oh, so it's a good thing I shouldn't make jokes about.
No, I like to make jokes about, I mean, you know, you can still make jokes because it's a good cause. And it only costs like $250 a kid to fix their mouth for life. And it changes their life because you go around with a super fucked up mouth, no one wants to talk to you. So,
you can whistle good, but
that's why you gotta get on the smile train.
You gotta get on the smile train.
Boop, boop. Smile train. Oh shit, somebody gave me this. I wanna get this out of the way. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Somebody gave me this hat yesterday. It just totally matches the Spaceman, and it says high as fuck on it. But I don't think it's the sort of thing I'd walk around wearing. But still nice of them to make it for me. And if there was somewhere we could put it on the set, I would. But there isn't. There it goes. Bye, hat. Hi, hat. We're going to start smoking in a second. I think from smoking with you guys a lot of times out on the road and stuff, doing our comedy and whatnot, that you're pretty much into sativa, both of you.
You
like to indica it up when it's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Having a conversation with sativa works.
Yep. And this is another fun topic before we start talking smoking. What's the deal with how often in a day, like especially when you're like in Los Angeles, how often do people think that you're Reggie Watts?
Way too much.
It's too much for how different you look from each other.
Like, it's not even, there was a time where I just had an afro and I was like, all right, kinda, I'll let it slide. But like, he does not have whatever this is at all. You know what I mean? Like,
he's got
it's not even close.
Very different thing going on.
Yeah. And the worst is like, I'll get it when I'm like, I'll work festivals in Austin, like work, bartender or whatever, backing. So I'll be taking out trash at the end of the night and people are like, Reggie, can I get a picture? Really, at the dumpster?
You think
the guy you know from being famous is out here picking up a bar back shift? I probably did that, honestly.
No, it wasn't you.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
But at least it was right in the middle of the table and probably has some sort of label on it.
We're
having such a hard time getting and keeping advertisers, and we're giving out free ads for water. But that's really weird, and I hope it stops, because now
it was fun
as you get more TV exposure and stuff.
Right. After, because I did it at midnight, and then Twitter was just like, oh man, like 10,000 people were like, we need Reggie Watts. And then people were like, I thought it was Ron Funches. You're just racist at that point. I look nothing like Ron Funches. It's not even close.
Yeah, and you don't talk like him at all. No. You have a much,
I did.
Much more commanding voice. Well, that's it's time to smoke, you guys.
Wow,
it's 4:20. Yeah. I'm sorry I held this up with the
excuse me
with the Reggie Watts thing, but just grab one. And
are these all?
Yeah, these all have sativa in them. It's a banana candy.
Ooh,
is what we're calling it today. That's a fun pipe, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a skull pipe, kind of a ghost face killer. Here we go.
Banana candy. That's all right. I'm still like, we don't have dispensaries and shit in Austin, so I still just smoke weed. It doesn't have names and shit, I just get weed.
Yeah, what's the deal? You're in Brooklyn, so you have the same deal, right? This is sort of like, here's some weed we got our hands on, let's go.
And sometimes people give it a name, but I'm like, you just made that shit up. Like, that didn't come in a package with that, like, printed on it. You just made up whatever you're calling it.
But whatever, like, people getting smarter with sativas and indicas and all that.
Yeah, it's happening, but you know what I mean. It's still like if it's getting delivered or something. Like there's guys that'll have a bunch of shit in their bag and let you pick.
Yeah,
but there's other guys that are just like, here's the weed.
You're lucky you got some weed.
Here it is. Yeah. But that's all gonna change. And it was funny before the show. Chris Cubis saw this pipe and asked me if it was my face or a monkey.
There's a bit of a monkey, like the ears.
Is that racist? If it was a monkey, I'd smoke out of it all the time. But since it's my face, it just feels a little weird.
Awkward. Yeah. You know, imagine.
I go for this one instead.
Ooh. Fuck it. I'm going into the monkey. It's happening.
I brought a joint. Can I smoke a joint, Doug?
Yes! Are you kidding me? That's delightful when people do that. I get people writing to me on Twitter all the time, why no joints? I'm like, because I get higher, faster, and better smoking out of pipes.
Yeah.
Like, the smoke is still coming out of me. That last hit I took is leaving me for a while. That was a big hit.
There was definitely a point, like, when I was young, where I was like, I'm gonna smoke out of the craziest things I can make. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was just like, remember how a friend had one of those stupid gas mask ones, but I had a beard. So like, you just smell like fucking dank weed because it's just now the smoke is in your beard for like an enclosed space for that whole time. It's just disgusting.
Yeah.
And we tried to make like a gravity bong in the pool, like just stupid kid shit, you know what I mean?
And this is all you need.
That's it, so simple.
This is the simplest thing. People have gravity bongs and suck out the earth and this cools it down. Take a big hit and then you'll see an Indian in the sky.
You're gonna fly.
It doesn't get you any higher. None of this stuff gets you higher. A spliff, some
well rolled up, coney and pretty.
I don't like where they put tobacco in it. I was in Canada. I was in Nova Scotia,
and they're
all into smoking shit with the tobacco mixed in. And I did it because you know I want to fit in, and I still wanted to get that half of the weed that was in that cigarette. Still wanted to get half high.
I want that scrapings.
Yeah, and you know it worked out okay, but. It's not my jam. I'm not about tobacco or...
Does it get you fucked up at tobacco when you start doing the twitch and get sick?
I was all right, and I didn't get hooked on it, so I've really been lucky.
It's not crack. You're not going to get hooked on one joint.
But you know
me, cigarettes. Oh, I'm breaking chair.
Oh, shit.
Broken chair. I'm good.
Reggie and Ron didn't break that chair.
I broke a chair in the lobby, too. I'm about to shallow how my way through this desk chair.
But wait a second, what were we talking about?
I was gonna go on a big...
Smoking the tobacco in...
Yeah, but if you smoke a lot of tobacco and you take a hit of tobacco,
yeah,
I remember the first
like
time I took a dip of tobacco.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I turned green and threw up for like a day.
But I'm just saying, if you smoke cigarettes for a week with some guys for fun, then at the end of the week, you might be a cigarette smoker.
Yeah, fair enough. You know? Fair enough.
But nothing. My whole life, every once in a while, I'll smoke a cigarette for fun. Or because it's a spliff, and I always walk away going, well, I don't want to do that. It's not going to be my thing.
Yeah,
will this work?
Good call. No, it works perfect.
Yeah.
This is the ashtray on the table.
Nice.
And it also clears out the bowls.
That's pretty sweet. What's this?
But Brent, who works on our show, is just a fucking madman with the cleaning these things. This thing was disgusting recently. And now it's just a little yellow on one end. But it was really gross. Let's do some of the stuff I've got prepared here.
Okay.
I got the leaf fell out of that pipe when I was doing that. Nexus OG is the indica, if you want to try that at some point. Do you know what this is, Rob?
It's tangy.
Mm.
My buddy Cornelius got this joint for me, right when I had a dispensary here in LA, but it's supposedly good sativa.
Yeah, Rob was like, I'm hanging out with Cornelius. You know Cornelius from the Punchline in San Francisco. I'm like, there's no one named Cornelius. Because everybody calls him Neil.
Everybody calls him Neil.
Rob calls him Cornelius. I'd never heard that.
That's his proper name, and it's on his Twitter. And I knew him as Neil as well, and to his close friends, it's Neil. But he also goes by Cornelius. So I'll throw that in there sometimes.
Cornelius.
And we were
kind of
high when we were talking.
I'm excited. I haven't really ever known a Cornelius, and I would love to call a person corny. Yeah, I see it.
Cornelius sounds so like corny. A really cool cartoon cat. Like a cartoon cat that's into jazz.
Yeah. No, that's the other thing. Cornelius is I was picturing a black guy that worked at the Punchline. When you say Cornelius.
Yeah. And a cat in sunglasses.
It's definitely got some soul.
Yeah.
It's a pretty hip name. I'll give it that for sure. Shout out to Washington, D.C. Not only did I just perform there but with Rob Cantrell, but just prior to our being there, the most recent episode that we did of the show was the most viewed there per capita. Like we figure out which state watched the show the most. The previous episode, so, and that's the fourth time since we've been doing this that DC's been the most people per capita, and it did seem pretty weedy there. Like nobody, it wasn't like it was everywhere, but everyone seemed all right with it.
Yeah.
You know, very all right with it. We had a kind of a session right there on the big street. We were like Connecticut and M just kind of standing around smoking and it wasn't a problem. But it was also like the gay pride thing was going on at the same time, so maybe all the cops had to be there to keep the peace.
But
so,
I think it's cool that you liked it, Doug, because it's not super blatant, but it's just chill enough that nobody stresses out, you know, that they don't really hassle you for it, but it's not like there's dispensaries and stuff like that.
Yeah, you still gotta be trying to have some discretion, but me and a bunch of fans stand on the sidewalk. I figure we could all run inside the club. What? DC's fourth appearance, that's what I said, and but Oregon was the one before that. So every state has a chance. Tell your friends to watch. Check it out, and we'll find out at the break how many people are watching right now. It's always interesting to see how many people have lives where they can manage to turn this on.
Yeah, watch live, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because people got to work and stuff.
But people are watching it on their phone at work right now.
Oh, there's a monkey.
There's the heavy. Doesn't have the punch.
Out of.
Oh, there he is. It's back. He's back.
I think you have to shake him up or something.
I think he's a little hot.
Yeah, I was like, does they run out of lab? I don't know how that works.
Oh, maybe I'll keep the hat back there, too. I don't know why I'd pull the hat back out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you guys have seen the show and know that we get people to do that. So call it heavy?
Yeah.
No, he didn't know. I should have handed it to Chris.
Oh, I got to do something weird if I didn't.
Well, it's funny. Heavy. It took like Pete Holmes like 10 minutes of me asking him questions about it to arrive at the word heavy. But you'll see it is heavy. And it's dangerous too because the fire comes out of his head when you twist his arm. What? If you're Ronda Rousey and you try to armbar that monkey, you're going to be on fire. Fire comes out of his head. That's his secret weapon that's evolved over time.
Wow.
Because the monkeys have fire coming out of their head now if you fuck with their arm.
He's thinking about fire.
Yeah. Hashtag heavy monkey. Let's do some pot topics, you guys.
Right.
All right.
Hot topic. Oh, I forgot. I totally.
We got through the theme song?
No, I totally skipped over. It feels like you guys have been on the show a million times.
It's
the first time.
First time in each case. Couple of newbies, so got to ask about your first time, like how you got started in the weed game. I don't know why I keep hashing it into that when this is here.
The first time I ever bought weed, I got screwed, and it was just like, I don't know, oregano or some bullshit. Like, it was literally me being a 14-year-old kid getting ripped off by an older kid at the high school. Mm-hmm. But I smoked the shit out of that oregano, the whole thing, at this party, and acted like, I didn't act high, but I was like, oh, this is pretty good. Yeah. First time I
That's
ever.
That's probably a good pre-workout for your lungs to get ready for actually smoking it.
Yeah, it was definitely garbage.
Smoke it like a boss like that.
Yeah.
I gave him $5 and he gave me the largest sack of like spices or whatever the fuck was in that bag that you've ever seen. Like, I should have known then. And I was like, there's no way this is the 60s. That's not $5 worth of pot.
That's some spaghetti sauce.
That's the only situation where the words largest sack means something good is happening.
Oh, that's hilarious.
What about you, Rob? What was your first run-in with the weed?
I smoked a little bit, but not in high school. I got it smoking in college a little bit. I loved to watch movies, getting high. I remember, watching Fast Times at Ridgemont High over and over again because I had the tape of that, and that's what you did. And then I kind of quieted down, but I really started smoking a lot of good pot. It was in San Francisco when I started doing stand-up there. That's when the good weed, you didn't get good weed until.
No.
How old? Like, so until long, I was like 25 or 26 years old.
It was so long before I had weed, didn't have seeds in it. Like, not a ton of them. I'm not Willie Nelson, but there was always seeds. Like, you picked seeds out of pot then.
Yeah.
It was a long time before. I remember it's called a grown-up weed because every once in a while you'd smoke some older person's weed and it would be good. And you're like, oh, this fucking grown-up weed's where it's at. Turns out that's just weed.
I was amazed by looking back at the, you mentioned Fast Times. Mm-hmm. Looking back at that movie, it was, it's interesting how casually weed is treated. Like, Spicoli doesn't even really get yelled at for smoking weed by Mr. Hand. He's more like just reprimanded for not showing up and not paying attention and just being a weirdo. But but like, he's also the only character, like, there isn't that much weed smoking in the movie. And when the shit really goes down and they really fuck up a car badly and also risk the lives of many people driving around doing a comedic scene about how they're so fucked up, they're like on lewds and shit.
Yeah.
Like, they're way past marijuana, but they smoke marijuana in the scene. So marijuana gets part of the blame. But in general, it wasn't anti-weed or pro-weed, that movie. It just sort of happened a little bit. Yeah.
I got arrested for smoking weed in the mall parking lot when I was 16, going to see Dumb and Dumber. Did not
the cops
this.
Have fun with that.
Oh, fucking Jesus, did they? The whole time. Walked into the station in cuffs, and the guys were like, listen to this. Like, just fucking immediately. So that stunk. Didn't get to see the movie. I didn't see the movie for like 10 years after that. I was like, fuck this movie.
Yeah, that would put a real bad taste in your mouth for it. And what about Dumb and Dumber? Then this new one, Dumb and Dumber 2, Dumb and Dumb as well.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't go to either of those, but for very different reasons. They just looked terrible.
I saw Dumb and Dumber because Brian Posehn's in it.
Oh, word.
And what's her name? Rachel Nichols is very cute, that actress. I enjoy her. Boy, that's the thing about joints. That's part of the reason we don't do them on the show, I think, is just a lot of extra business is happening because you have to keep passing it around.
Yeah, should we put it
but
out?
But it also recreates the, you know, circle sesh kind of thing. Like, if I was watching this at home alone right now, I just take each time after I light a joint, I go, well, thanks, man. There you go. And try to time it with us, you know, because slows down and comes
I
to a stop.
I guarantee you could sell merch. That was like a DVD of Smoke a Joint with Doug, and it's just that. It's just you hitting a joint and passing it off the
side. That's already
out of frame.
All of my films and this show practically at midnight is smoke with Doug, you know, because they know I'm high. But I've been various levels of high at midnight, and they get me. I get accused of being crazy high every time. But that's just I'm having so much fun, and people confuse, like, you know, I can have fun when I'm not high. It's possible. Yeah. You know, like, I'm not gonna sit on a roller coaster. I'm not high enough.
That show is fun.
I do get intense about, I really wanna be super high when I do stuff like that. But we gotta go to our first commercial break and look at these fun things that are happening, sponsors of the show, and then we'll be back with more with Chris Cubis and Rob Cantrell. Thanks for watching.
HBO is bringing you a new comedy series, The Brink, starring Golden Globe nominee and friend of this show, Jack Black, and Oscar winner Tim Robbins. Other series regulars are The Wire's Pablo Schreiber and Asif Manvi of The Daily Show. When a rogue general seizes control of Pakistan and its nuclear arsenal, the fate of the world rests on the shoulders of three improbable Americans. Secretary of State Walter Larson, played by Tim Robbins, lowly Foreign Service Officer Alex Talbot, played by Jack Black, and ace Navy fighter pilot Zeke Tilson, played by Pablo Schreiber. From the turbulent streets of the Middle East to the White House Situation Room to an aircraft carrier on the Red Sea, these three compromised souls must pull through chaos around them to save the planet from World War III. Executive produced by Jerry Weintraub, Roberto Benabib, and Jay Roach, and created by Roberto Benabib and Ken Benabib, The Brink is an epic dark comedy which is set to begin its 10-episode season on Sunday, June 21st at 10:30 on HBO, or watch it on HBO Now. Would you classify yourself as a geek, gamer, or pop culture nerd? Then Loot Crate is the subscription box for you. For less than $20 a month, you get 6 to 8 items of gamer and pop culture licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter the code GETDUG to save $3 on any new subscription. Every month, there's a different theme, and you're guaranteed $40 or more worth of items, all curated around that theme. They're all inspired by classic movie and video game releases, as well as pulling from pop culture franchises. Previous crates have included items from franchises like Star Wars, Marvel, The Walking Dead, The Legend of Zelda, and many more. This month, Loot Crate invites you to join the cyber revolution with an assortment of cool tech-themed collectibles from a wide array of awesome franchises. They're featuring exclusive items from Terminator, Genesis, Borderlands 2, and more, including an exclusive t-shirt you won't find anywhere else. Basically, Loot Crate is like a friend who knows what you love and surprises you with an awesome present every month. Did we mention they ship to over 13 different countries too? You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter the code GETDUG to save $3 on your new subscription today!
What? We went up in viewers during the break. That's fantastic. People are like, you gotta get over there and check out Doug talking about The Brink. Looting. Did somebody say something about looting? There's looting over at Getting Doug with High? Oh, Loot Crate.
Oh, you're quite the pitch, man.
I thought it was Loot Great. I thought it was all, every month they send you a box of cheese graters. 1,377 people are watching, but then Daniel said it's already up to 1,428.
Damn.
So good job.
People love the ads for watching.
They love the ads.
Yeah, and we're gonna add a lot more viewers on the archives. Thank you for watching it however you watch it. Go on iTunes. If you don't listen to it on iTunes, just go on iTunes anyway and give us a 5-star rating or whatever it is that you do on there. I have 2 pairs of sunglasses because the last show we did, I forgot my sunglasses here in this basement. And so then I picked up these when somebody left them on a bus or something. And I'm really discriminating with my temporary sunglasses.
Yeah.
But then I wore these I was on a TV show and I wore these a lot on the TV show. So they're going to get a lot of exposure on that, but I'm probably not going to wear them much anymore. Because on a hot day, all this wire is all like, it gets hot and then you're burning your face with your own glasses.
Keep showing it, some guy from the bus is going to turn up and want a sunglasses.
Yeah, man. Yeah. They're even Ray-Bans, whatever that means. I don't know if they make cheap ones or not. They probably do. Doesn't mean they're expensive just because they're Ray-Bans.
Yeah. These are Chicago Cubs.
We should get sunglasses. They're a great sponsor for a pod show. I'm wearing my glasses by whoever, you know, keeping it cool. Yeah. Keeping the cash.
If we're doing it. Let's do it. Commit.
You can do it for like 5 minutes before you do.
Let's
shout,
do it for
right?
a little while.
Yeah.
You got a couple minutes inside.
Wait. It's more like this. Oh yeah. Everybody.
Julian from Trailer Park Boys got to wear them the entire time because that's his style.
Right,
that's
right,
what
right,
he's
right,
always
right.
doing. And he always has a little tiny glass of
rum and coke
going, which is amazing.
That's what I was doing. That's what I was talking about. I got to be on Trailer Park Boys, and
that's awesome.
I visit the trailer park as myself. me and Tom Arnold and Snoop awesome. All just show up one day at the trailer park because we heard there's a weed casino.
Oh, that's brilliant. Is that the new season, I think?
That's, it's not going to be on. I feel bad even referencing it because it's not going to be on. It's not happening until next March.
What was that experience?
And people have to get through the first, like, we're into the season.
Sure.
So they have to binge watch up quickly up to up to my part if they're into that. We got some Twitter questions for you guys. And in general, this one I think is for all of us. It's from All the Nectar. I hate it when they don't. A should be capitalized. T should be you know what I mean?
Right.
All the Nectar would be easy to read if they capitalized the. Said you have to guess. What's your most awkward experience in a movie theater? Mine is I was sitting at the big, huge Cinerama Dome, now the ArcLight Dome, and. I'm just sitting there like in the balcony, in the front row of the balcony, but like there's nobody there. And these two women come in and they walk right up and the one woman sits right next to me and the other one sits next to her.
Oh, no.
And I give them a look and move over a seat and I'm like, really?
Yeah, this is insane.
And one of them goes, it's a movie theater. All right, end of argument.
I've got nothing to say to that. That's insane.
Well done.
Wow.
You win, lady.
Yeah, similar but different story. I was in the bathroom at Giant Stadium when I was like 14, and it's just like a quarter mile of pee trough, right? Like just the giant trough, not individual urinals.
Right. You don't
and
need that.
Middle of a
up on you.
Middle of a quarter. There's me and maybe two other people in there. So it's a huge wall. And this dude came in and stood right next to me. And I was like, I looked up at this guy and I was like, oh, this guy's definitely trying to kidnap me or something right now. Like, that's what? This is an attempt. This is.
It's on.
It's on.
And you got to finish peeing while in mortal terror.
Look at it. Yeah. Checking for feet under the door.
Yeah.
Gotta run.
Accomplices.
Chris, did you. The cool Joel wants to know. This isn't just any Joel.
Billy? It's Billy?
This is Joe Cool Joe. He wants to know.
You gotta wear sunglasses.
Do you have to work like at the bar after your midnight win?
I've continued.
At midnight, you've continued to work your job.
Yeah,
in
I work like a couple nights a week when I'm in town.
Should
like, I'm
we out tell of... him where you bartend? Would you like people coming by to have a celebrity bartender?
Now my boss is gonna be like, man, you should have advertised that shit. Yeah, I work at Drinks Lounge. He's in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever. Come by, say hi.
At any bar you work at in Austin, Texas, I would go to just because you're there.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. Yeah, go to Drinks, you guys, and.
Yeah,
and,
when I'm in
and
town,
Chris will be
work.
There, and he charges for drinks, though. Don't think. Don't try to weed barter. Just get him high on his breaks.
Yeah, yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Then maybe I'll give you a free one or a little extra.
Yeah, heavy hand.
A little extra.
Damn.
Like putting people on edge while they're just trying to get.
Just trying to get comfortable.
They're just trying to get high and relax. Nothing like loud noises. So I set up pot topics earlier, and then we never did any.
Right.
So there it is. A Canadian court case that began in 2009 has finally ruled upon the Canadian Supreme Court. The case was against a baker charged with trafficking and unlawful possession of marijuana for using cannabis oil in 200 pot cookies that he baked. The law stated that only dried marijuana could be used for medical purposes. But the Supreme Court's ruling declares that the law is null and void and gives medical marijuana patients the legal right to use all forms of the drug. Well, nothing to discuss there, really. That happened. Good for you, Canada. I'll see you soon again and again. I'm going to be at the whatchamacallit, Pemberton Festival in Whistler, or it's in Pemberton, but. Just above Whistler.
Are you making those names up?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who knows? Oh man, I saw Guy Branum the other
week,
night.
Next week I'm performing at Stinky's Dinkhole. And what happened?
I saw Guy Branum at this show, and he did a bit about how Canada. He doesn't believe in Canada.
doesn't believe
he
in
just,
it.
He doesn't think it exists. He's like, prove it exists. And somebody's like, I've got some like Canadian currency in my pocket. And he's like, yeah, I got Disney bucks in my wallet. But that does, it's not a thing. It's a Guy Branum's very funny.
Yep.
You got Disney bucks?
No, I
Canadian
got
Canadian money.
Canadian money.
Oh, that's, I don't I'll in my back, wallet. But that shit's weird.
Isn't it crazy?
Oh wow!
It's like from the.
It's so
like,
much more fun than our money, and it also feels better. It doesn't feel like a million diseases waxy. Are coming onto your hands.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Money's the like dirtiest.
Look at all the fun colors. I can memorize the colors.
And it seems.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So much easier when you're drunk and high than this shit where it's all the same color.
Yeah. No, it's that is the next step. Like
the color of money was a flop in Canada. Because they were like, we thought it was going to be a very colorful film, not just about drunks in a pool hall.
No, that money looks like it like is what Schwarzenegger pays for shit in like Total Recall. Like it looks like future money. It's got plastic in it.
Yeah.
They gave it to me for per diem while I was in Canada, and then you don't have to spend any money because you're on the set all day eating their donuts. and then so I came home with a bunch of Canadian money. Thought maybe it might, you know, grease the wheels at security and stuff. Like, oh, this guy, he must go back and forth.
I thought you were trying to bribe people.
No, they didn't see my money. They don't see, they don't, X-ray doesn't see into your money.
That's what Alex Jones says.
The Senate Appropriation Committee has voted. I swear to God, I asked for one particular story to be the first story, and it's not the ones that are up here, but maybe I was high or didn't do that. Cindy Brady, there's a story about her.
A weed story?
Yeah.
What's she doing? She
smokes weed. That's it. That's the story. I'm probably just too high. Maybe Texas or Bernie Sanders. I like both of those topics. Those are good ones. The Texas House approved a limited medical marijuana bill that allows epilepsy patients. It's a start, and you could probably fake it, right? Epilepsy?
I can fake that easier than like any of the ones you got to lose weight for. Like AIDS, I don't think I could pull off, but I could pull off epilepsy.
So it's sitting on the governor's desk. So if you know or want to, you know, reach out to Greg Abbott, that's the governor who needs to sign it.
Our laws are fucking crazy.
But then once
they just passed open carry, you can just literally walk around with a pistol on your hip like it's fucking imaginary cowboy times, not even actual cowboy times because they didn't do that thing.
Anywhere?
Like, you can't do it in a bar. They still, that's the police were able to sneak
gonna
that
put
one
in. If you're going to say one place to not allow it, but I still don't know if I like it in Walmart or whatever.
No, it's terrifying. Yeah. It's terrifying. It's like that
grocery store.
You can't have arguments with people anymore. I love having a good argument with a stranger. Now he's got a gun. That's the end of that argument.
Yeah.
Or if he's got a little kid. Did you see that footage of that lady beating up the other lady in the grocery store and she was having her 5-year-old help? It's on the fucking internet and it's
family.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders in a Reddit, Ask Me Anything, he said the state of Vermont voted to decriminalize the possession of small amounts of marijuana and I support that.
I have supported the use of medical marijuana when I was mayor of Burlington in a city with a large population. I can tell you.
I like it's just Top Cat.
Very few people, it's just a cartoon.
Yeah.
I can tell you very few people were arrested for smoking marijuana. Our police had more important things to do.
Yeah.
Very much so. Like walk around and listen for screams. Follow that, you know? Pot smokers are like, ah!
Try to solve some old crimes. There's a bunch of them sitting around.
Yeah.
If you don't have anything new to do.
And Sanders, he gives the Colorado excuse when asked about full legalization because he still has to try to run for office.
Right.
But he says that, he's going to see how it works out
Colorado.
In Colorado, which is, it's been working out great.
That's what I'm saying.
1 year of no problems. One guy had a pot cookie and jumped off a balcony. Oh, I wonder if that guy had any other problems. Was just a regular guy. Regular Joe walks in. What's this pot cookie? You know, like that is hard to swallow. That's that line of thinking. But I think we've done enough pot topics. I'm comfortable with the amount of pot topics we did. I said it twice, but I don't think there it is. Every time. You want to try it?
What's that, a pod topic?
You know, just saying it to see if it plays, because it won't. It,
pod
only,
topic.
It only works when I do
I
it.
Love to- pod topic.
It only works when I say pod topic. Oh, let's change the name of the show to Doug Fucks We All. Have we been smoking? We've probably been slowing down in our smoking because we got so much storytelling in there. Let's all have something. Can you pass me that
sure.
little fella right there? He's an interesting little guy.
Yeah, I like the bubbler. It's good.
What do you guys, you're both in town. Let's plug what's going on with you. Chris is going to be on at midnight this
Wednesday night. So that's fun.
Who are you on against, do you know?
Matt Myra and Hannah Hunt. It's going to be fun. I like Matt. I haven't met Hannah before, but I like Matt a lot. Hannah Hart. Hunt.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She has that show where she
gets
drinks
drunk
and cooks.
Yeah, for sure.
And she smokes weed, so there's rumors she's going to come on this show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'll push it. I'll tell her.
Oh, yeah, while you're there, while you're standing next to her.
Yeah. I'll do it on camera.
She's trying to buzz in. She's trying to buzz in, answer a question. You're like, hey, you should get out.
Hey, man.
No, I think she wants to do it. I just think it's been, you know, like all of this, it becomes scheduling a nightmare.
Yeah.
I did find another pot topic I want to do. An annual graduation survey of Harvard seniors revealed that 40% have tried smoking marijuana at least once. Harvard!
Yeah, of course, though.
That's fucking, you know.
Harvard people are, like, curious by nature. For them. I mean, some of them are just rich assholes, but you got to be pretty smart to get in there. So, smart people try shit.
Yeah, that's a higher rate, though. It's true. I think college also just mentioned it. But it's a
smart
higher rate than
36%
of Americans that aren't going to Harvard have said that. But here's an excellent opportunity for a pot quiz hop shot. here's some other fun facts. Which percentage of college students at Harvard, the seniors, said that they drank alcohol at least once a week? So from 1 to 100%, how many percent of the student body said they drank alcohol at least once a week?
High school?
Harvard.
Sorry.
Harvard High School. If there's a Harvard High School somewhere, that would be awesome, because you could just tell everybody for the rest of your life, I went to Harvard.
Right.
I just hope there's no follow-up. Or what was your major? You could say a major that you took wherever. You don't have to repeat that it was at Harvard.
Yeah.
There's a Harvard
website
right here in Los Angeles.
Yeah. You got Algebra 1. And then
I went to Harvard.
Isn't it that
Harvard.
Justin Long movie where they faked college or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
There was one of those. I would say 70. I'd say at least 75%. Drink alcohol once a week?
Yeah,
maybe more like
that. I would say.
Without going over, Price is Right style.
Let's say it's 65.
Okay, you both went over. It's 60%.
Really? I would have definitely assumed higher than that.
But that's compared to 40% of marijuana.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, I think if there's a gateway, it swings in the direction of the alcohol or away from the alcohol. What percent tried cocaine or ecstasy? At Harvard, where 60% drink and 40% smoke weed.
They could probably get
1% could have I guess they have a lot of fun.
You said 1%?
Yeah, and how many?
Practically none of them?
Yeah, I don't know.
You said 1% of them try cocaine.
You said they have fun. All these things, cocaine or ecstasy.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was 1%. 10?
Oh, you thought I said one?
I thought you said
one. I said what percent?
Oh, yeah, I thought you said 1%. I was like, damn, I bet they have good coke at Harvard. Yeah.
But that's the thing. It is surprisingly low, though, to me.
Yeah.
It's 7%.
Wow.
But I think it's, if you're saying cocaine or ecstasy, you'd think that at least ecstasy would be higher.
Yeah, I feel like cocaine's not cool. I mean, it's cocaine. It's gonna be cool.
But you gotta also imagine.
It's not like hip right now.
Most of their parties at Harvard probably don't involve like dancing and light shows and stuff, you know?
They're probably just
drunk in a bar or at a frat or something.
Just
and
so books.
And then they're also gonna smoke weed,
right, you know?
Easier to get and everything. but of the seniors at Harvard, what percentage of them were virgins when they were seniors?
Oh man.
110?
You know what? Wow, that is really, you know that they're, you know, it's like the Ark. They're paired up for a reason. The girls are smart too.
I'm going the far other way. I'm going the far other way.
Yeah, the other. Yeah,
you should.
3%. That's probably high.
Yeah. One of us is going to get there.
It's 21% reverges. Yeah.
What?
That seems really late to me. And in college, you're away from your family. Man. You got your own bed somewhere. You got a roommate that probably likes to watch. Why can't you get it on?
Are they lying?
I don't know, man. I mean, I didn't really go to college. I didn't live at a college, so I don't know. But
I also don't really trust those, like, anytime they have a survey of high school kids or even younger junior high, like, and they ask you what, you know, whatever kind of drugs you did. I just put yes to everything because, and so did all my friends. We just lied. Nobody was like, yeah, I totally done that with, man, it's cool. You just write down whatever.
Well, that's the thing. I think this number might be skewed a little bit considering 20% were virgins when they hit senior year.
And 21%,
26% claim that they've had 10 or more sexual partners. So that's those numbers don't seem to line up, or maybe they do. It's all just, especially the how many. If you had 10 or more sexual partners, why would you say yep? lower. guys want to brag, right?
Yeah, but those are dudes that are like, yeah, I've had over 10 sexual partners. I've had 30, 35, 40. Yeah. 40. I've had 40. They're just bros.
Yeah,
Harvard's got their own bros.
They do. They're on the rowing team.
Hand jobs
they're
are big
crew
at Harvard.
Guys. And with that,
excuse me.
We'll be back with more of Hand Jobs Are Good at Harvard after these messages.
Somewhere in California, this may all be happening right now.
Sweet home San Diego.
Film Signal and Doug Benson, the team that brought you the greatest movie ever rolled, now bring you an adventure with very little adventure in it. Chronicon. A story of a boy, a plant, and a convention. It's a sprawling saga.
We gotta get out of the way of the train.
It's a spectacular spectacle.
Where in the world is Morgan Spurlock?
Morgan Spurlock!
I wanna find him, confront him.
It's an epic of weirdos.
Don't get so close to me, weirdo.
What?
In your mouth.
And weirder hoes.
Remember the fat man with the happy smoke?
This is a joke, I can smell it!
And aliens from all over the Earth.
Sexy! Hey, sexy over here, guys! Sexy!
Chronicon, episode 420. A new dope, 2 or 3 years in the making. And it's coming to your galaxy this summer.
That's right, Chronicon is finally gonna be something people can really watch. It's gonna be on VOD and iTunes on July 3rd, just in time for this year's Comic-Con, whether you're going or not. You can pregame or be sad about not getting to go. And on July 3rd, if you're in Denver, Colorado, you can watch it with me at the Alamo Drafthouse Littleton at midnight on July 3rd. I know people have a lot of big 4th of July weekend plans, so I'm not expecting a huge turnout. So you'll probably we'll probably smoke together individually after the film. Now if all 200 seats are filled, they're gonna be like, oh shit.
Do they like you smoke? Can you legally smoke in a movie theater there?
The fire laws would say you can't light things on fire. But if the establishment said okay to vapor, I don't see what would be, that would seem legal.
Because
the idea is you're supposed to do it in private. That's the main thing that, you know, will keep anybody from, no one can complain about weed being legal if people are just smoking it privately.
Yeah.
Because it's not being blown in your face. Right. You don't know who's high and who's not.
Yeah,
it's kind of like living in a world with robots, you know?
Sure, it kind of makes sense.
It's where we're headed. There's going to be robots, and then there's going to be people that are really high, and then there's going to be just be all the uptight people that don't know the difference between the three. Am I fucking a robot or a stoner? They're not going to know. I've been getting really freaked out about robots lately.
Yeah, because
everything's getting too, you know, sentient.
Have you like, seen those fucking, like, the ones that look like dogs and they can jump over shit now? It's like a robot and they run and they can jump like a hurdle and then keep running. It looks like kind of like a dog without a head.
You can hurt Siri's feelings. What's her name, Siri?
Yeah.
You can hurt her feelings.
Oh, that's fucking dumb.
Right?
She's a robot?
Yeah, she's a robot in your phone. And you, but, you know, if you give her a hard enough time, she'll be like, I don't appreciate that.
You know what I was thinking about?
Did you see that HoloLens, that shit from Microsoft? There's like a new thing they're doing for the Xbox, and it's like they just made a 3D model Minecraft game, but it's like a Tupac fucking hologram. It's like a table, and it looks like the beginning of Game of Thrones. Like, it drops down and relieves, like, the relief of this, like, city and shit. It just came out this morning on, I guess, E3 or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that, but I do know that it's time for you guys to watch Magic Trick. That was a pretty smooth transition, wasn't it?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Turn around. All right. You mind helping me, Chris?
Yeah.
All right, pick a card, any card.
I feel like I'm going to be one of those the black dudes you see on fucking David Blaine.
Oh, that'll be perfect.
No shit!
That's perfect, please. All right, show it around. Show it to the camera over there. Got it? All right, check it out. I'm going to place it back in the center of the deck. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Watch. I mean, all of this is not fair. You're tricking me.
But watch, it comes back to the top. Like, I'll do it again slower just in case it wasn't
what?
Fair. Watch, back into the center. Pull the string.
What's
no, right, wait.
All right, one more thing. You mind doing this for me? Let's see. All right, push that in.
That wasn't it.
Yeah, Magic Rob, is still pretty awesome.
Rob sounded,
I thought that was skillful.
You sounded so serious when you're like, that wasn't it. Man, I think you fucked up your trick. You like felt like I could hear empathy in your like you've never seen that twist on a magic trick before where they pretend to fuck up and then here, move back in here a little bit, buddy. I think some of the camera angles are gonna miss you behind all that hair. So
I got some hair.
Yeah, you got a little fro going.
Yeah.
I like it. That's good. I've been given the signal to finish the show. That went by so fast.
So much fun.
Super fun. Yeah. You guys got to do it again. But we also got to, you know, smoke again before we sign off. There's no exact time we have to be done by. I just have to, I'm going to the orthodontist. I have to be there at 3:20.
Need to be high for that.
But where I came up with orthodontist, this is done.
That's not.
I'll do that then. Oh, Christ. You can't just dump it out because it's got water in it. That damn bubbler. Oh, I haven't done this one yet today. Let's hit this thing. Let's do your plugs, you guys.
Right.
Like I was saying earlier, Chris is going to be on At Midnight this Wednesday at midnight in a lot of places, but in a lot of places, it's at... It's at 10:59. It's at 10:59 and 59 seconds.
What is time?
On the in the central and other mountain time zones. Mm. That's a lot of the country. That's a massive part of the country. And then I think Alaska gets it an hour earlier than that. And our friends up in Nova Scotia get it an hour later. So like when I was there at midnight, it was on at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Great story, Doug.
Well, the first time
we
I
love
did
when you talk about time, old man.
The first time I did at midnight, for whatever reason, the hotel I was staying in was showing it the East Coast feed. So they showed it at 10 o'clock here or whatever.
Right.
So at 11:55, like a dummy, my first TV appearance, I'm sitting in a bed with a bottle of like Trader Joe's champagne, like, I'm gonna be on TV. I'm the biggest goddamn cliche you've ever seen to turn on the channel and it aired 2 hours ago. I didn't even get the fucking shit.
Big night out turned to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was all mad.
Yeah, they don't go too crazy with the reruns of At Midnight. They don't play it the next day like they do with The Daily Show and those other things, you know. Okay, so you have a podcast called Canceled. It's about crazy TV programs that didn't last.
Yeah, shows that only lasted one season.
Yeah.
We watched. I mean, we do good ones. That, like, we did Freaks. We just finished Freaks and Geeks, but we
That one's bittersweet.
We also did Cop Rock. So, like, it's a little mix of both.
That was, like, you watched every episode of Cop Rock?
Yeah. And it's all on fucking YouTube.
And did you thank Marijuana for getting you through it?
God damn. Yeah. It's brutal.
No, yeah, that would be rough. I mean, I like musicals, and I wouldn't have a good time.
No, it's...
Yeah. ChrisCubis.podbean.com is where you can check out Canceled.
Or iTunes. You can check it on iTunes.
Right on. And he'll be performing at the Blue Whale Comedy Festival in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the weekend of June 19th to the 21st.
Yeah,
this weekend. Yeah. That's what it said, and I doubted it. What? When's that? Rob Cantrell has several music videos from the album called Coffee and Weed on his YouTube. And it's youtube.com/user/RobCantrell77. And then this Wednesday, June 17th, he's going to be in San Francisco at the Punchline Comedy Club. I'm going to be up there on a Wednesday in July, I think. And you're going to be at Coots in Anchorage. Coots.
Yeah.
We should put that one into that game where we have to, where people have to guess whether or not it's the name of an actual comedy club. Coots in Anchorage, October 6th through the 11th. And then you also have a new hip-hop album that we've talked about on Doug Loves Movies called Dreams Never Die, and that's on iTunes.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah. Check out all their stuff, you guys. These guys are hilarious. And I'm going to be doing stand-up at Acme Comedy Company in Minneapolis this Thursday. And then the next Wednesday, I'm going to be, June 21st, I'll be at Helium in Philadelphia. And Tuesday, July 7th, Improv in Irvine, California. Those are just random dates I chose. Like, I've got lots of other dates. So go to douglovesmovies.com. Go order. We'll put the thing up for how to get merch and how to, people can buy these cards for $5. We'll put a stamp on it.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's cool.
Yeah, I guess it is.
I think that's a pretty cool, like, easy memento, you know?
Well,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Well,
like,
we'll have you sign some for lucky fans that get, some of them have signatures on them, or some of them have something I wrote in at the bottom. Thank you again to Chris Cubis and Rob Cantrell, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
Yeah.
And our next show is going to be live at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, the one on Sunset here in Los Angeles. Already sold out this Saturday, June 20th at 4:15. Five great guests, schedules permitting. And we will see you Saturday.